Extract 1. You will hear part of an interview with a biologist who has just returned from Chile.
You've done research in other desert areas, so did you find any aspects of the Atacama Desert surprising?
Yes, actually I did. Death Valley had accustomed me to the fact that although we think of desert as sand, in fact it has mountains and valleys and different colour rocks in it, so although this variety was much more apparent in Atacama, I was prepared for it. Unlike the weather, which only differed by about 10 degrees between morning and night when I was there, in fact, some people find it amazing that such a variety of plants can grow in that.
And you plan to go back?
I'd love to, but I don't see it happening in the near future, as I have to write up the papers from my research. But they're struggling to maintain plant growth at the higher levels in the desert, and I'd be interested to know why. That might take me back. The problem is there are always new deserts and new plants to look at in other regions, so it's a question of fitting it in.
You'll now hear again.
You've done research in other desert areas, so did you find any aspects of the Atacama Desert surprising?
Yes, actually I did. Death Valley had accustomed me to the fact that although we think of desert as sand, in fact it has mountains and valleys and different colour rocks in it, so although this variety was much more apparent in Atacama, I was prepared for it. Unlike the weather, which only differed by about 10 degrees between morning and night when I was there, in fact, some people find it amazing that such a variety of plants can grow in that.
And you plan to go back?
I'd love to, but I don't see it happening in the future, as I have to write up the papers from my research. But they're struggling to maintain plant growth at the higher levels in the desert, and I'd be interested to know why. So that might take me back. The problem is there are always new deserts and new plants to look at in other regions, so it's a question of fitting it in.